And moving on, South Korean President Moon Jae-in is holding his third summit this year with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, aimed at rekindling stalled nuclear diplomacy. The two leaders are currently meeting face-to-face for formal talks. They seek to hammer out a consensus on ending the Korean War and revive momentum. In the faltering talks between the U.S. and North Korea over denuclearization, prior to their meeting, Moon attended an official welcoming ceremony. Tens of thousands of North Koreans chanted unification as the two leaders paraded through Pyongyang. Moon is the third South Korean president to visit at the North Korean capital. His trip comes amid a deadlock in denuclearization talks between the United States and North Korea. Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway. Mr. Stepling, welcome to the program. Talk to us more about this third summit being held this year between the South Korean president and the North Korean leader.
I think it's interesting that the contingency from the South includes so many significant business figures. This kind of indicates the direction that the talks are probably meant to go. After the Singapore summit, North Korea was very optimistic, naively so, and they have said this, that they were naive to the point of gullibility. After Mike Pompeo showed up, their optimism disappeared. It was clear that the U.S. was going to be just intransigent, inflexible, and demanding absolute, you know, submission on the part of the North Koreans, something that's never going to happen. But you know, globally, the perception is starting to change. People are starting to realize that the demonizing of North Korea has been extreme, that it isn't anything like it is represented in popular press and media and film. And the perceptions in South Korea, there was a recent poll that South Koreans now are increasingly anti-American. And would side with North Korea if there were some sort of first strike by the Americans, something that also was probably not going to happen. But Pompeo and Nikki Haley went to the UN, asked for increased sanctions and so forth. All of the West, Western capital, perceives North Korea as a, you know, a huge army of cheap labor. That's what they imagine. And there's a lot of natural resources, a lot of mining, and so forth, that is seen, you know, by the West as potentially profitable. Now, what role China plays in all of this is complex and probably exceeds the time I have here today. But that's a huge question, too, given the trade war now between China and the U.S. But Pompeo never wanted anything to work out. He's an Orientalist, a Christian zealot, almost fanatical, and a hardliner and a hawk. And so he never wanted anything to work out, and so it hasn't, and it's not going to. What happens between the South and the North will depend on just how much the South is willing to do the bidding of the United States. And the message will also include, If there is a Cold War against China, North Korea has to be on board with the South against China. That's one of the other hidden agendas here. So it's hard to know what's going to happen, but I think we do know what's going to happen vis-a-vis the United States, and that is nothing.
And one must think that the United States can't be too happy with warming relations on the Korean Peninsula. What do you think?
Well, of course, no, they don't. And I think one of the things that remains unclear when we look at this whole third meeting between the DPRK and the South is, you know, is how independent the South Koreans intend to be. I mean, there's a massive U.S. military presence in South Korea. They just conducted military exercises with the United States. It's hard to believe they're independent at all. And as I say, they're sending business figures there. On the other hand, the populations of the North and South absolutely are warming and absolutely want reconciliation and some kind of agreement that allows free movement that will exert a certain amount of pressure on the government of the South. But how much is the question?
Author and commentator John Stepling joining us from Norway. Thank you very much, sir.